Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of What's Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Alia from Alia Yoga, and it's the first week in December. So we just had Thanksgiving, and it was a different kind of holiday this year due to all of the restrictions from COVID. But I'm the type of person who believes Thanksgiving is a reminder to practice gratitude and appreciation every day rather than one day a year. So I've been harnessing a lot of energy and attention towards what I feel grateful for lately, and that focused awareness has helped me to stay present in the moment despite all of the changes and challenges that are present in various forms for many of us at this time. You know, it's an interesting thing to be podcasting right now and hoping to share a message of hope and gratitude and how these aspects, as well as having faith, can contribute to an experience of wellness and balance. I'm also very determined to continue putting one foot in front of the other, even if I'm taking baby steps, to move forward in the direction of my dreams, goals, and desires. I have always had this perspective that having goals is important and reaching for them is a great way to build character and experience the richness of what life has to offer and contrast between high highs and low lows. I always have the intention of making a positive impact on the community and hopefully, to some degree, making a difference in the world by promoting inner awareness, self-love, and sharing tips or strategies for optimal wellness physically, energetically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I think it's very important to view life's experiences as lessons and opportunities to learn, grow, evolve, and even, dare I say, change, to navigate and direct or redirect along your journey and path of life. In yoga, as in life, there really is no end goal or destination, other than the fact that we are all here for a finite amount of time, of which is uncertain, and what we do with the time we have is really up to us. It can be easy to succumb to how people treat us and the culture of our society today in a negative way, and let the weight of the world create pressure on our shoulders. This can be viewed as a byproduct of how the structure of our society has impacted our views, perspectives, and experiences. But that being said, it takes effort and focus, as well as time and diligence, to maintain a positive attitude by recognizing that all of life experiences are an opportunity to be flexible and fluid with riding the tides of change and to learn as we grow. So today's episode is an inspiring interview with a strong, determined, and hardworking woman who shares a passion for helping others and especially for inspiring young women to go after their dreams. She has overcome adversity and rose to the challenge of becoming an entrepreneur and mentor, as well as business owner and podcast host. Before I introduce you to my guest today, I'd like to make a note that there were some audio challenges because we used Zoom instead of Anchor, so I apologize for that. Please bear with us through some blips in the audio quality today. I don't have any new reviews in the iTunes podcast app for warm words of the week, but I do have wise words for you, and this week's quote comes from Og Mandino, who says, "Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough." I love this message from Og Mandino because determination is such an important quality to continue moving forward in the direction of your dreams and goals. It's also important to acknowledge what you've accomplished and overcome to get to where you are right here, right now. having the type of tenacity that helps keep you going even when inspiration wanes or clarity is lacking can be incredibly challenging. But forward movement doesn't always happen in huge strides. In fact, to me, not giving up is in itself a form of forward movement. Even if it means taking a pause to reflect and reevaluate, to redirect at times, in order to create space for more insight and clarity to arrive. If you like hearing Warm Words of the Week, please do me a favor and leave a rating and review in the iTunes podcast app, because this really helps to make this show visible for others who haven't found it yet, and helps with the iTunes algorithms so that this podcast can continue to grow. When you leave a review, please take a screenshot and email it to alia@aliayoga.com so I can send you a discount code for unlimited access to a free full-length yoga class video from my website as my way of thanking you for your support. Those classes are all available on my site for $15, giving you unlimited use. Thank you in advance for supporting this show, sharing it with your friends and family, and for leaving a review. Stay tuned for a quick word from Anchor, and I'll be right back to introduce you to my very special guest. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. You're listening to What's Wellness Podcast, and I'm your host, Alia. I have Maya Chanel here today. Welcome to What's Wellness. Thank you so much for being here. Would you mind introducing yourself and letting us know what wellness looks and feels like for you today?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show here today. My name is Maya Chanel. I am a business entrepreneur, and wellness to me looks like, I would say, a healthy, fit lifestyle, as well as living out my dreams and finding my fulfillment in life as well. Because I feel like if I'm not happy in life, then I'm not well.
So true and so powerful. And so tell us about what you do as an entrepreneur. I know you help a lot of women and inspire girls of all ages around the world.
Yes, of course. So I have a few businesses. My main business is where I help new and small business owners brand and market their businesses to scale their income. I also have my own fitness line called Fire Drip, where I sell women's fitness attire and accessories. And then I have an organization called Her Right to Dream, and I have a podcast, which is a part of that, which I had Leah on, so you guys can check that out. And it's called Made to Dream. So that's a little brief story about me.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and it's an honor to have you here as well. And I love what you're doing for women, for businesses, and empowerment. So can you share about yourself, what brought you to this place, and perhaps what you've accomplished and overcome to get here?
No, most definitely. So I mean, like everyone, we go through life, we're taught the typical things of becoming a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, a nurse, and those are what we see as successful. And a lot of times we don't figure out what it is that we truly admire, what it is that it gives us life, it gives us fulfillment, it's our true passion, our purpose. So I started my first business when I was 16. It was an online clothing store. After that, while I was in college, I had a virtual assistant agency where I connected virtual assistants with business executives across the country. Stopped that, and then now I'm doing what I'm doing today with my three businesses. And what really truly pushed me into the space of entrepreneurship is the fact that I was in a corporate job, and I had people, even in college, I had different professors basically trying to undervalue me. And I never wanted to be in a space where I would allow someone to determine my value, determine my worth, and essentially break me down to feel less than I feel like I am or feel like I'm worth.
Mm-hmm. What an empowering thing to triumph over.
No, most definitely. Like, I feel like, you know, a lot of times we're in a space where we are born to dream. No one can sit here and tell us, you know, you're not good enough for this. Someone has to teach us that. Someone has to project those things onto us. And that's a learned condition where it's like, you know, we feel like we're not enough. We feel like we're not beautiful enough. We feel like we're not capable of certain things. And I never wanted my mind to be tainted by those things. Even though you see that every day in the world, I never wanted my mind to be tainted by that and to essentially allow myself to feel like I'm less just because I have people telling me that. And that's essentially the part, the main focus of my organization is to teach young girls that no matter what someone tells you, you are the one who makes those things come true. So if someone tells you, you will never be anything, they can't make you not be anything. You have to not do anything in order to make that outcome true. So you have the true power in what you hold and what you're able to do in the future.
That's so powerful. So well said, and important for people to hear that you are in control of your own dreams and your own destiny, and to persevere like you have is so important and powerful to share. So what does your organization do to empower women and girls to follow their dreams?
My vision is to bring awareness and for girls and young girls to know that there are so many things out there for you in the world. We are taught that these few things are what it is to be successful. It's not necessarily where we're given this whole list of things. It's like, okay, like this is what you're able to do. It's kind of like a very narrow, short list of what we're able to do. And there's even some people who don't even see those things in their neighborhoods because that's not what they grow up around. So I feel like bringing awareness to what there is and the different possibilities there are in life, I think that can just change the narratives for so many girls and just have them think in a different perspective, change their mindset, change their outlook on things. So that's really the main focus. And that's where the podcast comes in, where I have so many women being creative in their space, showing that they were able to persevere. They didn't do, you know, they may have come down their journey a different way or it didn't start there, but it's showing that they persevered and they found what was truly their passion, their purpose, and what gave them fulfillment in life. So just them being able to do the same thing or even be able to find that out earlier will help them so much more in life.
That's so beautiful. And it's what you have done, it sounds like, for yourself. And I think there's also, and this is, it can be a sensitive topic, but it's so important in the environment today, also a racial component to that, where you were raised and how you were raised, and also the stigma of different races, whether you're Hispanic descent or Asian descent or have black skin or a different color skin, we're given these kind of boxes that we're supposed to fit in that society tells us. And you're saying, no, you don't have to fit in that box. You can do anything you want.
Most definitely. I think that is so important because you have some children, some youth. Well, I grew up with entrepreneur parents, so I was able to see different things, but also I was able to see different kids that I grew up with in different neighborhoods and different economic backgrounds where it was like they didn't get to see the same things I was fortunate enough to see. They didn't get to experience the same things that I was able to experience. So bringing those different things to light, bringing different mentors, just bringing a overall awareness to the greater things in life, the possibilities in life, just will change someone's life for the better.
Absolutely. So do you work one-on-one with women and girls, or how do you, in addition to the podcast, how do people work with you?
So for the organization right now, it's everything's virtual because of the pandemic. So I'm just trying to find a space. So basically how I do is if someone comes to me, I'm trying to connect with mentors. So I feel like everyone needs a mentor. I myself even had a mentor because before everything, I went to college and got a biomed degree. So that's completely different than what I'm doing right now. So,
wow, yeah. Right.
And the thing is, I had mentors that kind of saved me a lot of time and money because I was on a track to go to medical school. But I had mentors for years. When I say years, like when I was going to my pediatrician, I was like, oh, I want to be a doctor. And I was asked questions every single time that I would go there. So as I got older, my questions formulated differently, where instead of asking, what does your day-to-day job look like? I asked for different questions like, what is your day-to-day lifestyle like? And I think that's the different component that most people do not ask. What is your lifestyle like in your career path? Because that's an important part of it too. Not just working all day. You have to know that, does this fit the lifestyle that I picture for myself? For me, being a doctor didn't necessarily fit the picture of the future mother that I wanted to be. So I had to make that decision. I always knew I wanted to be a business owner. So it just kind of all panned out the right way.
That's so awesome. I can totally relate to that with mentorship. I've had mentors and I've been a mentor, and it's such a great relationship to have. And I feel like you're never at a point where, or myself personally, where I don't need a mentor, someone I can look up to and ask questions and feel inspired by. And also for you yourself and myself personally to be that for others is such a satisfying, fulfilling, enriching part of life and what you do.
Mm-hmm. No, most definitely, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people go into a certain career path. I've had so many women tell me that, you know, this is what they thought they loved, but then when they got into the career path, they were like, whoa, like, this is really not what I thought it was going to be. And it's like, it could have saved them so much time and so much energy if they had just had a mentor in that space to actually tell them, you know, this is what the lifestyle is like. This is literally everything laid out. And it's not even to say you just have one mentor, because I myself had several different mentors. I had a trauma surgeon, I had a pediatrician, I had a dermatologist, I had a lot of different ones just to tell me. So I've had a different perspective on everything. I had women, I had men. So I think finding multiple mentors in a different space helps to shape your idea, or helps to give you a clearer picture of what it is that you're getting yourself into, essentially.
I love that. So would you suggest for people tuning in, if you're wondering about what life would look like in a certain career or a job, would you recommend finding a mentor within that realm of work and asking those types of questions?
Right, most definitely. I feel like you should find multiple people, actually. You know, you can start out with one, but find multiple people in the space that you're looking into, just to know, you know, different perspectives from different people who have come from different places. You may have had someone who's came a way further place than someone else, and they may have a totally different perspective on what it is to be in that space. So I feel like if you have all these collected inquiries and beliefs on how it is to be in that career path and that lifestyle, you can formulate your own in a better shape instead of just taking on one person's perspective.
Right. True. So from a practical standpoint, and this day and age, it's sometimes hard to break the ice to reach out to someone, whether it's an email or social media, and say, hey, can I, you know, take you for coffee and pick your brain? A lot of people mm-hmm. don't have time for that. And,
right.
and in the past, when I've reached out in that type of way, I sometimes don't even get a response. It's like,
right.
there has to be a better way to reach out to someone and say, I'd really like to learn from you. What's a mm-hmm. good way for people if they're wanting to kind of take this step forward and reach out for some type of mentorship from someone already in the field? How can you break that ice?
There's a lot of different ways. You can try different mentoring programs like how I have. You can also reach out on LinkedIn and social media. Everyone won't respond, but you will get some responses. So it's not to say give up on your first try. Just keep trying and finding new people. Keep going after it, because it's not always going to happen on the first try, not always going to happen on the person. You may have to contact 100 people until you find your first or perfect mentor. So I think it's just kind of something that you have to keep at. It's not something that just happens one day.
Well, isn't that a metaphor for life?
No, definitely, because even like entrepreneurship is not something that happens overnight. It's just, think about me. Like, I started my first business at 16. I'm 23 now. And I started with something totally different than what I'm doing now, kind of in a sense, because I had a clothing store and now I have a clothing again, but it's fitness. But, you know, it's kind of like you find your way in that space.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about your fitness line. Can you share a little bit about that with us?
Yes. Yeah, so my fitness line is called Fire Drip. It's women's fitness attire, and everything that all of my businesses basically embody the same message that women are limitless. Women are bold, confident, powerful, and you have to find that within yourself. And a lot of my clothes are just very bold colors, just because it's a lot of times we're kind of like hiding ourselves away, you know, with our blacks, our neutrals, our nudes, our whites, our grays. And I just want women to feel confident, bold, powerful by wearing the clothes that I have. So I also have that. And then I have accessories too, like resistance bands and waist shapers and different things like that, if women want to feel confident in their own space and self-love themselves.
That is so cool, Maya. Oh my word, what an awesome thing to do. And I'm sure you learned so much starting that business and that line. And were there challenges along the way when you decided to do this?
Most definitely. I feel like with every business, there's a challenge, because some people feel like, you know, things are supposed to happen overnight. Like, you're supposed to just say, okay, I opened up my store and now I should have 100,000 orders or something like that. But right. I think the most important thing is to keep pushing, even when you're not getting the results that you are looking for, especially when starting a business where you're selling a product, because a lot of times we look for our friends and our family to purchase from us or to promote our business, when we can't do that because that's not necessarily going to be our target audience. You have to kind of work that yourself, find people in that space who are going to be able to promote your business to your target audience, because we can't sit here and get mad at friends and family. Like, they're not going to make our business grow. Like, we can have them purchase one time, but it's not to say that they should be your only customers. So I think that is the most challenging things when people are starting a product-based business, is just finding that customer base and spreading the word to get people to gain awareness of your business and your products.
That's huge. And it can take time and it can be challenging and sometimes discouraging. But what you're saying is to persevere and be determined and keep going, one foot in front of the other.
Most definitely. It's hard. It's hard work, but it's definitely worth it and rewarding once you've put in that work, put in that time, and just, you know, doing something that you love.
Kudos to you, Maya. What an amazing accomplishment. And you have so much life ahead of you and so many ways that you'll positively impact women and girls. And so thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing, what you've accomplished and overcome to get to where you are today. It's just inspiring and amazing. You're beautiful inside and out, and you're really making a difference in the world. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be able to share, to be able to encourage others and to give them encouragement, unlike, you know, some of the I've been where it hasn't been like that for me. So I just want to be able to return that to, you know, the youth, to other people, and just be able to push them forward in their space.
That's huge. So how do people reach you and find your podcast and your clothes? Give us all the details.
Yes, most definitely. So for any services, my podcast and business services, you can definitely go to my website, which is MayaChanel.com, MayaChanel.com. For anything Fire Drip, you can go to FYREDRIP.com, and all the socials are under those names as well. So can definitely go check those out. My podcast is on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and Facebook as well. So definitely give those a look, and we'll connect soon.
Awesome. And listeners, those links will also be in the show notes for easy navigation. Maya, you're just an inspiration, such a bright light. It's an honor to get to meet you virtually. And if you ever make your way out to Southern California, would love to meet you in the flesh, and just really appreciate you and what you're doing. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to come out there and come to one of those spin / yoga classes.
Yes, right on. Can't wait. See you there.
Yes.
Thank you, Maya, for joining me on What's Wellness Today. I'm sending you waves of gratitude, love, appreciation, and respect for all that you're doing to inspire women to dream and go after their heart's desires and life goals. As always, links to get in touch, as well as other pertinent information, are available in the show notes below. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or feedback, or if you need support in any way, please reach out to me. My email is alia@aliayoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A. And if something stood out to you from today's episode, may I please request that you take a screenshot, share it on your social media, tag @aliayoga, @What's Wellness Podcast, and @MayaChanel on Instagram, and we'll be sure to reshare. If you're local to the San Diego or North County area and interested in joining the next small group outdoor in-person Vinyasa Yoga Flow, it's this weekend on Saturday, December 5th, and there will be another one in January. So please send me a message, as this class is accessible for all levels and pre-registration is required. We will have enough room to be physically distanced, and this is an outdoor space where all are welcome. I also offer a weekly online live virtual Vinyasa yoga class called Sunshine Yoga with Alia. It's held on Wednesday afternoons on Zoom and in my Facebook group called Sunshine Yoga with Alia. For those who are tuning in right now who come to those classes, you guys are the best. You have such a special place in my heart, and I'm sending you so much love and gratitude. Please don't forget to shop small businesses this holiday season and check out Maya's brand, Fire Drip, for colorful and fun athletic wear. Also, if you're local and can come to the class that Maya talked about, it's at the Studio Cybrid, a spin and fitness studio in Encinitas. And you've heard the studio owner Janine's story on this podcast show a few weeks ago. If you didn't listen to that episode yet, it's on season 2, episode 28. If I can ask you a huge favor, please subscribe to this podcast, share it with your friends and family, help to spread the word about What's Wellness, and please leave a review in the iTunes podcast app so that I can bring back the warm words of the week and read your review on air, as well as offer you a free full-length yoga class video from my website as my way of saying thanks. Last of all, if you enjoy online yoga classes, home workouts, as well as guided meditation, and for more about what I offer, go to my website, which is aliayoga.com. On the site, I have a little store with CBD tinctures and pain relief roll-on gels. I also have Soleil water kits for sale, essential oil roll-ons, and of course, tons of full-length yoga videos for unlimited use. Thank you once again for tuning in to What's Wellness Today. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to grow this show and share it with you. It's such an honor to be in your life in this way. I'll be back next week on Thursday with a brand new episode for you. And until next time, be well.